program you're about to hear is a paid commercial advertisement. Claims made by the client are entirely their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of K1 Radio. It is 9:30 right on the nose, and on the telephone with me doing his social distancing properly, as always, here's Brad Dungis with the Dungis Family of Autos on Car Talk. Good morning, young man. How are you?
Good morning, Tom. I'm doing very well. How are you today?
Well, you know, I'm feeling optimistic, feeling a little bit better each and every day. And here's hoping that things do what they're supposed to do. And we all do what we're supposed to do in order to keep things moving properly. But how's the car business this week? How have you done?
It's been really very good. We've had a lot of increasing business over the last few weeks, really. We've continued to open up and expand hours and see more of our customers in here. We've been open throughout this process, and it's been a real learning experience for us as we've adapted to the COVID-19 mm-hmm. coronavirus crisis. And, you know, I think we've all learned a lot about how to Zoom meeting and cleaning our cars and our facility and maintaining social distance. We've done a lot of different things around here to help protect our employees and customers. And you know, it's really critical in the car business that we are here. I want to thank my employees for coming to work every day in a time when it is a challenge and a little bit mm-hmm. Different than what we've had. Some of them have underlying health issues and things that concern them, and other people at home that they don't want to take this back home to. So it is something we have to watch and protect, but we've stayed open, like I said. We've continued to sell lots of cars and service cars, keep people on the road and going throughout this process. It's a critical time for to keep cars going, keep people getting out and moving around. One thing for sure is your car is your kind of your little safety zone.
It is.
And we do a lot of stuff these days to keep our cars clean, and there's a lot of great product out there that we can use to disinfect a vehicle. That's something that I think people need to keep in mind is keeping that interior air filter clean and everything fresh in your heat and air system in your vehicle is super important. It's going to help prevent everything from allergies to transmission of things like viruses and bacteria mm-hmm. in your car can happen in the air and heat system. And so you want to keep that clean as well as all the commonly touched surfaces. So mostly you want to just disinfect the steering wheel and anything you touch, the knobs and the door handles and the shifter and windshield wiper, stuff like that. Everything just needs to be cleaned down every once in a while. We do that, of course, before we service your vehicle and before we give it back to you, whether you're bringing in the vehicle to us or using our new pickup and drop-off service that we've got going here locally, where we'll happily come pick up your vehicle and take it back to you when we're done. So anyway, lots of business adaptation and great week going on this week. I spent much of the day yesterday out looking to buy cars, looking at auctions actually all over this part of the country. And you know, one thing I realized is that the best cars we've got access to are our local vehicles.
Yeah, you're right.
Those are a lot easier for us to work with. I know the history on a lot of them. If you are looking to sell a car, now is a good time to bring it into us. We really need used car inventory right now. We're a little bit low. At the end of April, we were down in under 45-day supply and quite a bit under that, which is kind of where we try to be. And so we're looking to stock up again and get keep everything moving good. So if you're looking to sell a vehicle, now is a great time to bring it down here or just shoot us a line online and chat with us, and we'll be happy to do the process that way too.
Very, very good. I got to tell you, the business just keeps rolling. It does. I mean, despite things, people got to get around. You know, your service department. You mentioned the pickup and drop off. You know, the Lincoln folks are very familiar with that. Now everyone's getting the Royal Dungis treatment.
That's right, and you know, Lincoln's been doing it for several years. Mm-hmm. Becca and the rest of our Lincoln team do a great job with those customers. But we've recently expanded that to to all our customers, to every brand and all our newer used vehicles, anything you got, we'll pick it up and bring it back to you as long as it's within a reasonable distance of the dealership. Mm-hmm. And you know, got other great specials going on now. You might want to check those out on our websites. We've got a 50% off labor special going, and some discounts on older vehicle services. And there's also a great service we've got from our friends at BG called a Frigiclean, which, if you know, beyond just cleaning that interior filter for your air system, mm-hmm. you can put some stuff in there that will actually kill bacteria and viruses and freshen the system also.
That's going to be popular.
Yeah, it's been popular. There have been people all, we've been out for a while. Mm-hmm.
And we're talking with Brad Dungeons with the Dungeons family of automobiles right here on Car Talk, here on K1, the one you trust. And, you know, once again, you know, the open for
business.
Sorry
about that. I got distracted, Tom. So I was trying to arrange a guest, and they were trying to reach us there. And so I may try to patch him in here when I get here. You may have seen it in the Bartlesville magazine. Uh-huh. There's a young man who's been working on CCC out at the Osage Camp bridge by the lake there,
mm-hmm.
Where he's actually been raising money to fix the bridge.
Oh, yeah.
He's the son of one of our mechanics in the Ford shop, Kenny Standish. And the son is named Kenny also.
Uh-huh.
And we've been working with him since last fall on his project, and this is his Eagle Scout project. So let me see if I can, if you can take over for
I will. We've done.
We'll see if I can get him on.
All right. And I tell you what, we've done Kenny's story on our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com, and you can search for that in the archives because we did that, I think, toward the latter part of summer, early part of fall of last year. And it was a nice, ambitious project in order to you know, keep the road from washing out. He kept seeing the same thing happening over and over again. Says, I got to figure out a way to get this fixed. And as an Eagle Scout project, that's indeed what this young man has been doing. And once we get him patched through here with Brad Dungeons, we are going to get the update on that. Oh, there we are. We are back.
Tom,
with Brad.
Are you here?
You and gotcha.
Kenny, are you on here also?
I'm here.
Kenny, did I lose you? Oh, no.
Oh, no, Kenny.
This technology. I wonder if I've got that possibility here. I'm not an expert at the conference call system, so let me try one more time, Tom. I won't make you do this another time.
Don't worry about that.
I love live radio, don't you?
I do, because you never know where it's going to take you. So while he hooks up with Kenny, we're going to get an update on his Eagle Scout project, and this is something that the Dungeons family of autos has been helping out because he did need a little bit of assistance on this. He's got the know-how, and he's got the skills in order to pull this off. Sometimes you need a little help with material. So anyway, we'll be back with Brad here and hopefully with Kenny, the Eagle Scout, in just a moment right here on K1, the one you trust. It is 9:38. We're taking a look at the weather today. We do have the National Day of Prayer and the big event going on downtown at the new green space. But it's going to be drive up only today. And we're going to also
this out or not.
You got it? Got it there, Brad?
I don't think so. I'm losing it on the technology. We'll try again next week.
Sounds good. That sounds good.
There's plenty for us to talk about.
Sure.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
That's awesome, though. It is. That's a great project he's got going. And I know it's been a weird year for the Scouts with everything shut down, and the Eagle Scouts are not finishing their projects on time. But mm-hmm. they're letting them, giving him a little extra time to do that, and it's critical that he get that project done. And what's neat is his grandfather worked on the project with the Corps back when they originally built the bridge and some of the state park system out there for O'Shea's Hills after the Great Depression and during that time. So really a neat project for him to be involved in, and we're proud to be a part of it. And Kenny is one of our great technicians here, does a lot of work on diesel engines and such, and has been here a number of years. He's one of my favorite guys. He helps works with me on my old Mercure XR4Ti, which we've talked about on the radio show before, an old car that I have that I like to drive around. He's working on that a little bit for me right now. So he's one of my friends here, and we'll be glad to get him on next week. But sorry about that, Kenny. If you're listening, we'll just try again for next Thursday morning at 9:30 for Car Talk. And I did want to say that, you know, we've had the announcement this week of the new design at Unity Square, the incredible art project that they've chosen. I think is very interesting, really harkens to the state flower, and it's going to be a very interesting between the two buildings and in that great park setting when we finally get to go enjoy that later in the year.
All right.
So the other thing I wanted to talk about, you know, we've mentioned all the great service specials we've got going, but we have continued a lot of great deals on our new vehicles. The new vehicle manufacturers have really stepped up and created great incentives for people to buy now. We've taken all precaution and made it safe for you to shop at Dungis. And you can get stuff like 0% for 84 months. Up to 6 months payments made for you, or three made and three deferred, so up to 6 months without having to make a payment. You've got great lease deals on Toyotas, on Tacoma, on 4Runner, Tundra, you know, all those great vehicles. You've got great deals on Lincoln. Lincoln is now doing payment deferrals and has some incredible deals on Navigator and Continental right now. And we've got a couple of those specially priced if you want to come, Continentals in particular, if you want to come take a look at those. We'll make you a deal. I've got them priced below what we can advertise them for online. So come on down and check those out. And I mentioned earlier that we're looking for a lot of great used cars now, and we do have some in stock. Got a great 2017 Camry that we took on trade just a week or so ago, a 2010 Focus and a 2010 Corolla that are both really nice older cars. Got some great pickup trucks. Got a used Ford Raptor out there that's Ford certified, so it comes with that great Ford warranty, and it's you can save lots of money off that versus a new one. And I think that one's priced like $13,000 below NADA retail, something crazy like that. So great deals on our cars out here, and you can check it all out online at DungisChoice.com. They've got great descriptions of all the vehicles and pictures. And if you don't see something you're wondering about it, just give us a shout, and we'll do a custom photo shoot for you and send you video or pictures of anything you need.
And you guys are getting really good at that. I think the guys from Killers of the Flower Moon might be taking some lessons from you. You guys are pretty handy there, the cameras.
Well, we do a lot of it now. That's one of the things that we've had to adapt to, is both in sales and services. Sometimes the people aren't here. We're used to dealing with you person to person, and obviously even internally in the company we've had to change things. But in today's time, it's better to not have the crowd here. We do try to limit the number of people in our showroom and in our waiting areas now. The waiting areas have started to open up just a little bit, but we're restricting the number of people in there so it's easy to social distance. Of course, we're cleaning and disinfecting everything all the time throughout the day, and a big clean every night. We've got masks for all our employees and plenty for our customers as well. And we've got other PPE gloves and some face shields and stuff like that just for when we need them. Now, this week we also got some plexiglass dividers that we can use in the service environment and in sales when we want to relax a little bit, but have a nice clear barrier there between us, and just to stop a sneeze or something like that. Not just trying to do everything we can. Of course, washing our hands all regularly and staying home when we can. I got a number of people, more than we've ever had before, working from home. And that's a It's all new just in these last few weeks.
Mm-hmm. You know, that plexiglass is popping up everywhere. It's just not for hockey anymore. And it seems like that might be the new norm moving forward.
Yeah, I was listening this morning on the radio and heard about maybe putting airplanes with dividers between the seats and things. I guess that's possible. We'll see someday.
It'll keep that middle guy from slobbering on your shoulder when he falls asleep.
Yeah, that's a bit scary, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's gonna change everything in that environment. I think you know, as people are getting out a little bit more this week, you know, we're seeing more of them wearing masks and being comfortable with this environment. And you know, it's great. Everybody's social distancing. I see them all spreading out. When people come in, they often don't come inside to the dealership anymore. They'll take a seat outside in the shade on one of our patios, mm-hmm. and that way they can stay apart from everybody and read or do whatever they want to do. And it's still very comfortable and kind of the same environment we had before, but a little bit different.
You know, when you talk about service and everything else like this, you know, we're getting into the warmer months and what have you, and potentially ahead, if the second phase of this reopening of the state goes through, folks might be traveling a little bit more. And I know folks like to stay on top of their tires, their oil, and things like that. But if you haven't been in your car much, you might have neglected that. You might want to schedule an appointment to take it in and cash in on a pretty good deal that you're offering there.
There's great deals out there, and that's a great point, Tom. You definitely do want to get out if you haven't driven your vehicle. It's a good idea to get out there, you know, say once a week or so, and you know, at least take it around the block, start it up, let it warm up, run on those tires, get them moved around a little bit. You know, when we leave our cars sitting on the lot too long, you know, sometimes they can the battery can die. Things happen to a car when it sits there on the lot and isn't driven. So you definitely want to keep things moving around, and definitely kind of keep your eye on things. If something seems wrong, bring it on in, give us a shout, and we'll be happy to help you figure out what's going on. That basic maintenance is so critical, doing your oil changes and keeping all the other fluids up to speed, checking the brakes and batteries, tires. That needs to be done regularly. And the tire rotation, of course, is a really critical service that a lot of people don't take advantage of, or some don't. It's so critical to your safety when you're driving a vehicle, and also keeping that your tires going longer so that you don't have to buy them too soon and spend more money on that. That's really important to do that probably every 5,000 miles or so, even more often than you change the oil with synthetic oils vehicles come with today.
You know, I always am amazed at the folks that don't put a value on rotating the tires as often as they should, because, you know, those are the things that are going to save your life, along with everything else in the vehicle, like the brakes and an alert driver, of course.
Yes.
But, you know, I had an accident about a year or so ago, and it could have gone really, really, really bad. It was bad enough. You know, if it wasn't for the fact that the tires were new, I think it probably saved our lives. And
That's one thing. If you've ever had a car, an older car, and put new tires on it, you realize what a difference
makes
in the way that the car feels. And that's a really great sign to how different it is in the way that it connects the vehicle to the ground. And if there's nothing better way to describe it, that's really what's going on there, is your vehicle and its whole connection to the ground is through the tires. Mm-hmm. So if the tires aren't in great condition, they are going to not perform either in acceleration or in braking like you'd expect them to.
Oh, yeah.
And what also can happen is you can have uneven wear, so that it may look right on some part of the tire on the inside or outside, and even on different wheels wear differently if it's not balanced and aligned properly. So that's another thing you want to do is have that alignment checked. We've got an alignment system where we don't have to put it up on the alignment rack to actually check it. We've got a system where on the Toyota service drive, we can just put it in position here and see whether the vehicle's aligned. That can be a great option. If you just feel like maybe it's drifting and not aligned right, you can often feel that when you're going down the road. So bring it in, and we can check that out and be happy to go ahead and align it if that's what it needs. But it could just be something like a tire. Sometimes people bring those issues in, and they think it is an alignment issue, but when really it's a tire that's worn unevenly, and that can cause vibration and all kinds of different things that do affect the driver and make it harder to tell what's going on with your car and operate the vehicle safely.
We're talking with Brad Dungis, and this is Car Talk right here on K1, the one you trust. And, of course, at the Dungis family of autos, we have one website that'll take you to all of them, and it's Dungis Choice.
That's right, and it's a full functioning website. You can get to all our departments there. You can schedule service. You can schedule a sales, if you just want us to bring a vehicle to you so you can test drive it. We're doing a lot of extended test drives now where you can arrange to keep the vehicle overnight. Anything is possible. Just give us a shout. Those websites give lots of great tools for you to do research on the vehicle you're interested in, whether you just want to get in there and really know what a Toyota Camry is or a Ford Explorer and all the different options and trim levels, or maybe you want to know what your trade-in is worth. You can also apply for credit. You can calculate your own car deal where right up front what our best internet price is, because we have Simple Price at Dungis where we price them right up front all the time and take great pride in doing that on the market every day. So there's no games or gimmicks or disappearing deals at Dungis. We do everything transparently, and you can calculate it right there on the website. Here, my trade I think is worth this, and I have credit that gets me that, and the price is this. What is my payment? You can get down to that level and come in, and it's the same deal. So it's a great way to start. Great tools on the website for people to do that. There's a new one on the Lincoln website where you can actually go all the way through the purchase process and do everything to the point of the actual paperwork. Mm-hmm. That actually goes through our credit bureau system. It actually works with banks, and actual lending institutions are connected to this. You can take a look at extended warranties and things like Tires for Life program through that. It's up on our Lincoln website right now. We'll be up soon on the Ford and Toyota websites, so we're real excited about that. It's going to take that online shopping experience to a whole new level here at Dungis and be really really simple for people to go in and really see every aspect of the car deal and do it themselves.
That is really a fabulous website. Of course, it takes you to anywhere you want to go. And you never stop improving. That's one thing that I like about it, is that if you went there maybe a week or two ago, you'll say, come back the next time. You say, wow, all of a sudden that navigation is just a little bit quicker. It's a little bit easier. You're always improving that site.
Spend a lot of time on it all the time, trying to come up with new content and put new things up there all the time, whether it's deals and specials, always putting pictures of fresh inventory, adding these new tools and things, really trying to optimize it so that it's the best experience for our customers. Mm-hmm. We get, in today's world too, we don't get that many people that just wander in on the lot, of course. There's a lot of people in the evenings that are out just kicking tires, but the reality is, most people right now are doing a lot of this research online, and so you got to have those tools up there where you can get access to that information quickly. Mm-hmm. We have maybe 150 to 200 people on our main websites of Ford and Toyota each day, and that's a lot of traffic, and so we know they've got some kind of question and that we need an answer for. So we try to put those answers right up there where it's easy to find it and simple for you to get the answer, whatever you need.
Now, like I said, it's easy to navigate. It really is. I mean, even if you're not computer savvy, you don't have to be. It's pretty much point and click, and it'll take you anywhere you want to go.
Sure. And, of course, if you're on Facebook, we're up there, too, and Google and all that. Or you can look for us about anywhere. We've got a presence up there. Lots of we hear from a lot of our friends through Facebook anymore. I don't know if it's with the more people staying at home and such, whether they're active that way, but we're getting a lot of inquiries from people through our Facebook marketing, and we do put some of our used cars and new cars up there, and you can check all that out there, or just go to our Facebook page. We have three of them for Lincoln, Ford, and Toyota. Just search for Dungis Ford, Lincoln, or Toyota, and they're right there. You can see lots of great information there and connections to a lot of our great friends in the community, too.
Mm-hmm. And also, you know, if you're looking for service, it takes you there, too. All you'd have to do is point and click, and, you know, you're on your way.
That's right. Schedule service. We'd be happy to help, like I said, come pick up your vehicle, figure out what's going on. If you just have a question about your vehicle, give us a shout. We'll help you with that. But the easiest way to schedule a service is just go to DungisChoice.com, click on whichever brand you prefer, and there's a service shortcut there to schedule an appointment. You let us know when you'd like to come in. We'll confirm that and let you know that we're set and make sure that we've got, you know, parts and such ready for you when your vehicle gets in so we can make it happen just as quickly as possible. Your time is what we're focused on in both the sales and service environment, is really getting you out of here as quickly as possible if you need to come in. That's really been the hallmark through the last few years, but certainly in this period with the pandemic going on, it's become even more important to keep people from spending a lot of time here. And we don't want large crowds, as I said before, trying to keep the crowds down and everybody safe.
Mm-hmm. You know, hats off to the Dungis dealerships and, of course, our community as a whole. You know, this has been a tough, I mean, I'm not going to lie to you, and I think everybody knows, it has been a challenging 8 weeks or so. And
it's touched people in our community, and we all know people who have been
affected,
you know, involved and affected by this, whether in the dependent care facilities or known some individuals who've had it, and a few have passed, and it is a horrible tragedy if that touches your life. And, you know, we think of the first responders and the great work of the nurses and doctors and all the police and firemen and all the people that have to be there. You know, the people working at the jail, the people, you know, that are out there protecting us. That's really critical right now. And as we do open up, it's so important that we continue to be careful and keep our guard up. I've been to work every day for the last 8 weeks, so I've watched it evolve. But I've also seen that, you know, after a while, it is just human nature to kind of drop your guard a little bit. You know, so we have to remind ourselves every day to keep cleaning, to carry that mask with us, to put it on when we can't social distance, to really take care of things. But I watch it happen, and it's become a habit here at the dealership. You know, the cars have the steering wheel covers on them now. We're good at cleaning your car when we get in it and when we give it back. It's become like clockwork here. Mm-hmm. You can count on that here at Dungis.
I'd say we picked up some good habits out of all this tragedy.
Well, I definitely think that got a silver lining, I guess, or something a lot of things won't go back, right?
True.
Maybe the way they were. And so some of this, the way that we're serving our customers and the ability to kind of change the paradigm of how you about to think about a car dealership. If you think back, you know, 20 or 30 years, you had to come to us for the information and for the service and everything. And it was kind of different. Now we're really taking it to you, pushing it out on the websites, taking the cars to you, picking them up and bringing them back. It's changing how we operate, and I think it will change the car business going forward. I think people may not want to go back to the old way of doing it completely. You're going to want to test drive a vehicle and get out there and see all the new models and such, but it's just one of those things where when they see how convenient it is and the transparency of the way that they can buy, it makes a big difference. I don't think they'll want to go back.
All right, Brad, give them the phone number real quick as we wrap up.
Yeah, no, 918-333-0900 will get you to anyone at the dealership.
All right,
so
thank you.
Give us a shout.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation.